You want to know a secret? You've got to sell free.
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perf. Now let's get to it.
Welcome back, my Inbox Besties Besties. Kate Doster here of katedoster.com. And we are knee deep in email marketing month and a half-ish in celebration, of course, of Love Your List flinging open its doors on April 12th. What? And that is my A to Z course that has two goals, and that is to make email marketing fun and profitable again. So you can head on over to loveyourlist.co, so .co, if you want to get on the wait list, because I've got actually something really fun and something I've never seen anyone else do in the industry before. And that email is going to be getting sent out on Wednesday if you're listening to this in real time. So you're gonna want to be on that wait list. So guys, today we are talking about pitfall number three when it comes to really actually growing your email list ecosystem, because everyone just thinks like, oh, I just need like a freebie and list growth and like that's it. But it is not. Now you can go back and listen to the prior episodes where we talk all about the pitfalls and the holes you could be running into. So just real quick, we have traffic and eyeballs. We have your free content, your blog post, how you're actually getting people to see your thing. Then, of course, we have your actual freebie itself and what we're going to be talking about today, which is your landing pages and opt-in forms, which is kind of like the one everyone forgets about. Then, of course, we're going to be talking about your welcome series, funnels, all of that greatness, and your offer, which is sort of like a semi-part. I don't think we're going to have an episode about it quite yet, guys. I think we're going to save that all just for Love Your List in a bonus section. And then, of course, the one that everyone forgets about besides your landing pages and opt-in forms, which is your ongoing nurturing sequence or what you're doing with like your email newsletters or your autoresponders. So guys, let's go ahead and dive right in to opt-in forms and landing pages. And spoiler alert, our tool of the week gives them to you for free. Email marketing is tough. From figuring out what freebie to create to actually getting people there, signing it up, and never mind when it comes time to send that weekly newsletter, having the nerve to go ahead and hit send. You know what shouldn't be tough? Figuring out how to do all of those stuff in your email service provider, which is why I want you to check out ConvertKit. ConvertKit is the only email marketing software that was created by a pro blogger for pro bloggers, and they make it ridiculously easy to find out what your open rates are, have multiple freebies, but only send your welcome series once so you don't seem like a weirdo, and of course, guys, they come with stunning free landing pages. And guess what? As a listener of Inbox Besties, you can actually get a free 30-day trial to take a look under the hood to see how much easier it is than your current email software is. So head on over to katedoster.com/CK to claim your free 30-day trial of ConvertKit. Once again, head on over to katedoster.com/CK and claim your 30-day free trial now. All right, guys, so let's go ahead and dive right into my three tapes for really creating these toe-curling landing pages and opt-in forms. Now, if you're like, Kate, what the crap are either of those? A landing page is a special page that you have on your website. You can get them through ConvertKit, through lead pages. I personally have the Divi theme, so I use that to create my own landing pages. But what makes it special is that there's no sidebar, there's no blog post, there's no menu bar. It's literally just like asking people for email addresses and then like a tiny link to your privacy and terms and conditions policy. That way people, you know what you're doing. And an opt-in form is those little things that you see like in blog posts and sidebars where people can just type their name in and slap your subscribe button, which we're going to talk about that subscribe button in tip number three. So that's what the opt-in forms are. They help you actually talk from your blog to your email list. Now, if you are in Love Your List, of course, we are going to go into great detail about how to put those in there. And I'm going to actually give you all of my tips when it comes to selling free on your opt-in forms and lead pages, because I got a lot more than these three. But I did want to make sure I give you a little something something here in Inbox Besties, just in case if you're like, no, Kate, you're not cool enough for me to be in your course. But trust me, you're going to want to be there. So the very first tip is you need to be spending time on your headlines. This is whether you do that landing page, which is its own separate web page, or if you actually have the opt-in box. What I see so many people doing, and why so many people aren't signing up to your list, is they have one opt-in box on their sidebar and it says like, subscribe for updates. Nobody wants junk mail, guys, whether it is in the mailbox or most likely now in the inbox, because honestly, it's cheaper for companies to send you emails than send you mail. It's never going to work, like ever. So what you want to do is come up with something short, punchy. Sometimes mine tend to be a little bit longer, but you need to grab some eyeballs of the right people. This is what's key, everyone. So one formula that I like to use, you can, of course, try to use the name of your freebie if it's nice and catchy and it, you know, makes a point. So like, I have my Launch Your Profitable blog, so I can literally just call it that because that's catchy. That's what people want. It doesn't need most explainer text. On my actual landing page for it, however, I do have an actual headline where it talks about other, you know, free blogger courses and basically not how they stink, but how they leave out a major portion because they want you to open their wallets. So you can head on over to katedoster.com/blogging to see what I'm talking about. But it's something to the extent of like, finally, a free blogging course that actually shows you how to set up your WordPress website. Because so many of them are just like, get WordPress, hit the install button. And then they just like drop you off there because they want you to pay them money. Like, I just need you to actually have a website that works because how am I going to grow your email list if you're still bogged down about your blog, right? So with that, something to think about. One of my go-to formulas for any type of headlines, if you've been following me for a while, you know this, is from Neville Madora. It's the first one I got this from. I think he got it from Gary Halpern. Just both copywriters, guys. Don't worry about it. And that is your thing plus an objection plus time. Now, I don't necessarily always use all of them. Usually it's my thing and an objection. Time is really if something you're talking about is very like time intensive. So say we're in the health and wellness space. So you might have how to melt belly fat, you know, even if you love chocolate chip cookies. So that's one variation. Or you could do how to melt belly fat in 2 weeks. Now, I personally feel that 2 weeks probably warrants more because people are really looking to drop those LBs a lot faster. But maybe you found with your audience that really it's having a sweet tooth that does it. Now, if you have enough room, you can clearly like mix up the order of this and it can be melts belly fat in 2 weeks, even if you love chocolate chip cookies, or even if you snack at night, or even if you can't stop drinking soda. But again, it has all those three elements, which is a nice one. Now, in Love Your List, we are going to be going over more of my proven headline templates that work really well. But I feel like that's a nice base one where you can really sort of mix and match the elements in the order, and that'll help a lot. So that is tip number one. Tip number two, guys, when it comes to your landing page, and especially your opt-in forms, I feel like everyone forgets this here, is you want to have a picture or what's called a mock-up of your freebie. Now, as you guys know, I love me smart mockups. You can head over to katedoster.com/smart mockups. There will be a link in the show notes. And what it does is it'll like put the picture, like the cover of your freebie, like in an iPad and have somebody looking at it, or in a computer screen, or you can have it like a picture's in a book. So like if you go over to the email marketing fairy, katedoster.com/email marketing fairy, that 3D book cover that I created with Easy Mockups. Now, Easy Mockups has a free version and then one that's paid. I particularly have the paid version because I love it. And it just makes it so much easier, so I am not messing with Photoshop or any of that other nonsense. So you want to actually have a picture of this freebie because people, they buy with their eyes first. Like, just think about it. If you're strolling through the store and like a sweater catches your eye, since we are in the online space and 9 times out of 10, the freebie that we are given is actually like in the air, if you will, because it's digital, you need to give your stuff some weight. Now, for my e-commerce that are listening, you're like, oh, but like I give away free shipping or a coupon, then actually like create a coupon. You could do it in Canva. Again, you can use smart mockups. I think there's another one called Place It, but you want to be able to actually give this some weight. So even if people aren't seeing your words, the graphics will catch their eyes, guys. So number three, y'all, we're going to make this probably the shortest episode we've had in a while because I just really want you getting out and implementing, is your button. Oh my goodness. So I could talk so long and so nerdy about what's called a call to action button. So that's the one that they're actually clicking on your opt-in forms, on your landing pages. And if you have the word subscribe, you're not allowed to listen to the show anymore. Unsubscribe to my show. You can't. Now, some of you might think that's a little tricky to change that. If you're on ConvertKit, when you're actually making your opt-in forms, you literally just click on the word where it says subscribes. even on MailChimp, you can. Sometimes it's a little trickier to find it, but you can. I use ActiveCampaign and actually have my opt-in forms through Divi as well. And what I want you to do is like two things. So there's a whole bunch of different ways you can use your buttons, but if you're using the word subscribe or sign up, you are missing out on so many signups. You have no idea, because no one wants to subscribe to something, but they want to get something. So that's actually my first lesson. So you can use something kind of cheeky like give me, or this is exactly what I want. I use that one a lot. Or hell yes, send it. Something of that nature. You could also do, if it is a free course or challenge, like start lesson one. Another one is actually, and this is the last tip for the day, is to go for the benefit of your thing. So the one where we're talking about melting belly fat, on the actual call to action button, it can be get your flat stomach now. Because it's reiterating to people, because really that's like the last thing preventing them from getting on your email list is the actual button that they have to click. And we go in a whole episode about colors. We're not going to do that here. You want to be able to still sell the free, even on that button. So here is my challenge for you. If you have not been seeing the signups that you want, the very first thing that I would like you to do is look at the headline. Then I want you to go over to Smart Mockups or Place It, anything like that, and create a mockup. All you need to do is take a screenshot of what your freebies cover is on a Mac. That is what, like Command F3 or Command Option F3. I'll be honest, I don't know how to do it on Windows, but I'm sure my Windows people can figure it out, and go ahead and create one of these things. And the last thing, guys, if you have any subscribes, or even if you don't have subscribes, I want you to actually try switching up the copy, that's a fancy term for words, on your call to action buttons to see if that helps. Remember, you either want to reinforce that this is something that they want, you want to give them instant access, like, ooh, like future shadowing, they can start their lesson. Or three, you're going to be talking about the benefit that they're actually going to get from clicking on your button. You're not talking about like, oh, like get this PDF per se. You're talking about getting the flat apps. And that's what the PDF gives them. All right, guys. So that is it for today's episode of Inbox Besties. Now, I have been so excited in this email marketing series. So I know that we had the Launch Your List series way back when we started. We might sprinkle in some of those rerun episodes to catch everybody up, because I did actually like running the rerun episodes. But what I really wanted to just get across to you guys is this stuff doesn't need to be hard and strenuous. If you go in with the attitude of fun and enjoyment and knowing that this is the way that you can really help the most people, because you're going to actually see them, if you will, more than once randomly, then it just makes everything so much easier, guys. So I am going to head on out for today. As always, come and join us over in the Super Friends Secret Lair over at katedoster.com/group. And if you have any email marketing questions, definitely tag me in a post over there. I would love to answer them.
If I walked over to your laptop, how many tabs would I see open? 1, 2, 27. And let's be real, you're probably listening to this podcast with one earbud in, and you're driving or doing the dishes, but secretly you're mapping out your next new course, which will definitely propel you to six figures and beyond, unlike those eight other half-finished stinker courses that are just clogging up your hard drive on your computer. Those things are going nowhere. But then you remember you haven't actually done a blog post in like 2 months, so you should probably do that, but your traffic's like 5, so that really doesn't matter that much, especially since you're now getting the red arrow of death from your Facebook business page. So clearly you now need to do a live, but you got to clean up the house and make sure that the kids aren't around and get that done. So then maybe you'll go back to the course, but then I don't know about the blog post, but like, it's really gonna be that effective. And then you just get so frazzled and so overwhelmed, they just like, screw it, I'm watching the Gilmore Girls again, hashtag team Jess forever. The problem is that you're trying to run your business from a pretty notebook that you got from Target that you've lost, and the scrap pieces of paper that you now use to kind of make up for it, which have a never ending to-do list that never gets done because you're so scattered. What you need is a simple system that was created for somebody like you, an uber passionate, super scattered, shiny object prone creative entrepreneur with a passion for business, but organization's not really your strong point. Created by somebody who actually gets it, the most anti-type A personality that there is, me. What you need is Trelling for Traffic. Trelling for Traffic is literally your business in a box. See, unlike that pretty notebook that we still can't find, Trelling for Traffic actually comes with boards and workflows that you can use to run your business. I'm talking about breaking down everything into the nitty-grittiest, smallest parts so nothing slips through the cracks. Everything from what you need to do when with a mega launch to how to use Pinterest without actually having to pay for a scheduler. And of course, my favorite, how to plan out your quarter, week, and day, because if I'm looking at everything in my week, I'm going to skip around. That's why my day board is my favorite. Now, to get your hands on all of these 22 boards and 15 workflows, which have been called life-changing by not one, but several of the 100 students that invested in this course the first 3 days it was open, craziness, right? Head on over to trellingfortraffic.com. That's trellingfortraffic.com. And guys, I didn't even tell you the best part. It's only $24. Isn't your sanity worth $24? Especially when I will give you that recognition and revenue that your business deserves. So head on over to trellingfortraffic.com right now. Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. And for even more value-soaked free information and a community of online entrepreneurs who get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership status in the Super Friends secret lair. And if you are one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review before you leave. And no, it might seem teeny tiny weeny, but it makes a huge world of difference in making me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical information to turn internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Bye, everybody.